Nationwide between 1980 and 1994, the number of reported asthma cases went up by 75%. In some states, the number of cases of asthma diagnosed in children has more than doubled in 5 years. Children who live in urban areas seem to be the most susceptible. In Detroit, the results of one questionnaire revealed nearly 1 in 5 school children had symptoms of asthma. Many of those cases go untreated. Sylvester Foote remembers vividly his grandson Quinzel's first serious asthma attack.
I rushed him out there and took him to a doctor. It seemed like he was getting to pass away. I mean, he was just gasping for air. Very frightening. Very, very frightening.
Sylvester Foote's family is one of 300 families in the Detroit area that are participating in a project funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences and the Environmental Protection Agency. The first part of the project is to try to educate people about asthma and to help them reduce the things that trigger asthma. It's not known what exactly causes asthma. What is known is a lot of the things that trigger asthma attacks, and many are found in poverty-stricken older urban homes. Things such as cockroach feces, allergens such as dust mites, and secondhand tobacco smoke can all cause asthma attacks. Catherine Edgren is a researcher at the University of Michigan who also heads up Community Action Against Asthma. She says the project starts where the children live.
We're actually going into the homes of families. We've done things like give families a vacuum cleaner, give them bedding covers to address things like dust mites, and giving them cleaning supplies so that they can deal with some of these triggers. We're also giving them information about asthma, making referrals as necessary, and giving them support and information about asthma.
Sylvester Foote says getting that information has meant some changes in his house to try to protect his grandson, Quinzel.
Since I stopped having smoking in my home, he seems to have less asthma attacks. I try to keep him away from grass cutting because that seems to make him a little uncomfortable as far as his breathing is concerned. I don't do any kind of sweeping and dusting or anything while he's in the house. So I can see a noticeable improvement since I've been doing all these things.
Okay, next breath in. Big one. Really big. The bar. Keep going longer, longer, longer. Oh, mouth off. Woo.
Quinzel and his grandfather are with several other families at a clinic at the University of Michigan. The families are learning more about asthma and some of the tests being conducted on their children. They're taking it seriously. Already, 2 children who were part of this group have died before their disease was managed. Quinzel seems enthusiastic about the things he's learning about asthma research, even though he's had to go through some tests, including one where he has to breathe into a machine to determine how much air his lungs can hold. This test helps determine just how bad Quinzel's asthma might be.
I did it one time. I was out of breath, and the lady said, okay, 2 more times. I said, what? And then we were doing it right back to back. Then you gotta blow again, and I was tired.
Not only do Quinzel and the other children in the group have to be tested regularly, but in order to help researchers, they'll have to pack around monitors that keep track of the things in the air they breathe. They'll also keep a diary of any breathing problems they have during the day, and dust samples will be taken in their house. Quinzel's grandfather, Sylvester Foote, says he's glad to participate in the project if it means his grandson will be able to breathe easier. He says he does what he can to keep the house environment as dust-free as possible, but he wishes there were a permanent solution.
As far as any cure is concerned, I sure wish I'd know. I'd put it on the market today. Not tomorrow, today.
But it appears the cure for asthma, at least right now, is in the prevention. And since much of the air we breathe is affected by things outside of the house, successful intervention can't stop at the household. It has to be taken outside. That's a much larger challenge that this study also tackles. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.